I stood by Gaz in a very, very big way, and I spoke in public for him. Even when he was charged with the latest offense, the club stood by him. We defended him. And even when he got his ban, you know, it's a seven-match ban. For us, it's crucial because it came at a crucial stage of the season. I brought in Gaz for a meeting, and I tried to assure him that he would receive all the support from the club. All of a sudden, he hands in a transfer request. For me, there's just no logic behind it whatsoever. He's a player that I personally looked after very, very, very well. You'll have to start asking the role. Sometimes the agent play in scenarios like this. You know, it's. I thought, you know, it only existed in football, but very, very much it's the case. And I listen, if people say I'm a hard person to deal with, those people behind scenarios like this don't have to deal with me because I'm not going to deal with them ever.
Moving forward, and maybe a last question from me for the time being, is there any possibility, and this is the fear that people say to me, I suppose realistically from Salford supporters, that you might walk away and say, look, guys, try my best, enough's enough. Because if you look at it, even though there's no doubt in most people's eyes that you saved Salford from, you know, they wouldn't be here now in Super League, I think that's pretty much established. Is there any possibility of you saying, look, enough's enough? You know, because it's been one disappointment after another this season, if you want to be frank and realistic about it.
Well, it has been very disappointing, not just for the fans, but for me as well. But I, you know, because so far I have also failed to grow the club. It's not all about the team, it's growing the club in terms of fans, putting the club in a financial position that could sustain itself in the future. I look at next year as a crucial year for the club, and in terms of performance and on and off the field. But again, I always believed that you build them and they'll come. And maybe no, we need to do a little bit more next year. For example, we are in possibly the largest area of rugby league, you know, in the greater Manchester area. Yep. I'm really looking at the possibility now of playing some game of our games in Manchester as well. You know, we're going to be, you know, if we go 2 or 3 games on the road, whether it's friendly games or a Challenge Cup game, etc. But I want to take the game to the people of Manchester as well, in the hope that, you know, we will attract more players. And I might even take 1 or 2 of our games to Ireland, you know, maybe not in 2015, but 2016. We just need to start taking rugby league to outside our core fans.